Yeah, I got good running in my legs and I pulled up pretty well. I didn't cramp at all, so hopefully another step forward.
Tell us a bit about that third quarter, because I think you had 18 possessions yourself, two tackles or something like that, and the boys as a group kind of went wild about as well. How'd you find that quarter?
Yeah, it just felt like we got a good run on. We got a bit of a cook at half time, so boys responded pretty well to that. Helped when the forwards were taking marks. We were winning the contest inside, and Mason Cox was getting his hand on the ball in the middle, so yeah, it was a good team effort, and we supplied everything that coach wanted us to, and yeah, we ended up getting a run on wherever you were, just taking a step back there for a little bit.
And you went straight into the middle, obviously that's where you got to spend the bulk of your game time. How'd you find it combining with some of the guys in there?
Yeah, it's good. I know most of the guys in there already. Haven't played a lot of footy with them already, but just maybe training, Paddy Kane and Goodyear and Coco, but yeah, like it was alright. Like it just took a little bit to sort of get my hands on it and probably that second quarter sort of feeling it out a little bit, getting back to the pace. Because I spent the whole first quarter on the bench, it was hard to warm up and get into that intensity straight away, so yeah, I'll be better for it anyway.
And obviously on the other side of things, you're going up against some of your old North Melbourne teammates. So was anyone in particular out there that gave you a bit of a hard time, or was it all pretty easy?
Lee Adams, I used to live with him. A bit of pain in the ass. So he's always like yappy running from cheeky. I don't know where he was in the last one. He must have gone off or something. But Ben Spate got me holding the ball, and they're all good blokes. So I had a bit of fun. Games. I was liking it because we were winning, so it didn't really bother me too much. But I had a good chat to him after the game and seen a few of the old boys up supporting at the end of the game, and it was good.
And how have you found the recovery? Obviously, you've been off your feet for a while now. What's the process been trying to get back to today?
It's been pretty long, frustrating times, but it's been 12 weeks now, so I'm just looking forward to the second half of the year. We've got a bye this week, and hopefully not too long until I'm in the seniors, and it will be history. Hopefully I come home strong and have some run in the back of the legs. The boys are setting themselves up for a good final half of the year, and we'll put ourselves in a good position. So hopefully there's some finals there to be played, and we'll just forget about the first half.
And just the last one, obviously you got the bye next week. Is it you aiming to come back straight after the bye into the AFL side, or spend a bit more time down here?
No, I'd love to, but I don't know what the coach would say about that. But I'm not sure. It just depends what my GPS numbers are and what Bucks wants. And I'm pretty sure he'd probably have another couple in the seconds anyway, but if he wanted me to come up, I'd be more than happy to play.